Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate. We're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, knowing that we were on the theme of, going to be on the theme of veterans tonight, Chris, while we had Rocky on the show, I came across a story about the LA Rams. I want to give a shout out to the entire organization, but specifically, many people out there will remember one of their legends, Harold Jackson, the wide receiver, Chris. He was in the league for 15 years. Arguably has Hall of Fame numbers playing in the era that he did and over 10,000 yards receiving. But, the entire thing a few weeks ago, the Rams are doing this every year. They get together at this U.S. veterans home back there. Well, it's kind of a group home. It's in Inglewood and they have a annual Veterans Day breakfast. Called U.S. Vet Site, U.S. Vets. That's what it's called. And it's pretty much, it's a place, Chris, where it supports the transitions of military vets and their families through house hunting and getting jobs and things like that. Well, this year, you know, this is the second year in a row. Jackson liked it so much last year that he went back this year. This is a guy that spent 16 years in the league, Chris, but people don't know, I don't think, that Harold Jackson was also had spent 6 years in the National Guard. So this is something very, very dear to his heart. And he got together with some of the front office people, the cheerleaders, and they actually went into that home this year and came down and they actually were involved in a beautification progress, a process where they actually made over rooms, Chris. They painted rooms. They took pictures. They actually had a bingo. They were auctioning off Ram stuff there. All in all, to support that organization. And again, Harold Jackson was one of the men you'll see in the video. If you go to the website, they have great stuff about it. And them actually beautifying these rooms and serving meals to the vets and new furniture, everything this year, Chris. So it's tremendous what Harold Jackson and the entire Rams organization has done for veterans. They're going to do it every year. They're big with the Salute to Service Week, which started a while back. But kudos to the Rams. And look, Harold Jackson, if he gets in the Hall of Fame someday, he's a Hall of Famer in my book, Chris, for his efforts with the vets.
I tell you what, Bob, that's a great story. And Harold Jackson was one of my favorite wide receivers as a kid, watching him with the Rams. And great player and a great thing that he is doing for vets. So kudos to you for finding that story. Bob, this week I'm putting my spotlight on Bears Pro Bowl linebacker Khalil Mack, no stranger to this segment. But last week, a representative from his foundation went into the Walmart in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida, and paid off the layaway accounts for 300 people. I mean, the accounts totaled $80,000 that he paid off. The foundation went into the store's manager and requested it to be a secret Santa because he didn't want to, you know, draw attention to himself and the foundation didn't want to put his name out there. But then the Walmart location went on Facebook and announced what took place. So the story got out. A bunch of news outlets have been reaching out to Mac and to his foundation to talk about it. They've both declined those interviews because, again, Mac wanted to do it kind of silently, right? The whole quote unquote secret Santa thing. And, as that story caught fire, people want to talk about it, but that's just who Khalil Mack is as an individual, Bob. Goes in and takes care of the layaway accounts for people in his hometown. Again, 300 people, $80,000 worth of stuff he paid for it. So that's stuff that parents and individuals are not going to have to worry about from a debt perspective, from whatever they might have planned around Christmas and the rest of the holidays. They don't have to worry about that now. He's taking care of it. So kudos to Khalil Mack, Bob, for making the lives of the people in Fort Pierce a little less stressful and a little merrier this Christmas. I thought that was a great story.
It is a tremendous story, Chris, and especially this time of the year where people do develop debt. We talked already about guys that have taken care of cafeteria debt at schools, things like that. It doesn't take much, and it doesn't take that much money that for guys that are making a lot of money, you know, obviously these are things that you probably should target, you know, and so that kind of, I think that's kind of what drives you and I crazy when we see a guy wearing maybe a couple $100,000 watch. When you just imagine what you can do with just a portion of that money.
That's right.
Maybe they are doing it in certain points, but again, kudos to Khalil Matt. He did make a lot of people happy and doesn't really need to know about it either.
That's right. All right, Bob. Time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Again, our thanks go out to tonight Dan Reeves, Tony Collins, Jerry Cooney, and Rocky Blyer for joining us. And Bob, as I say every week, it's part of the thrill of doing this show is being able to do it with you, my friend.
Oh, it's tremendous to work with you, Chris, and those were some truly superstars on the show tonight. Some new, some returning guys, but it really, when you talk to some great people like that, who are not just great athletes, but great people, it just makes it all worthwhile. And let's do it again next week. What do you say?
Let's do that. We're going to be joined by three friends next week on the show on top of our regular weekly five-star picks of the week with Tony Collins. But coming back to join us is going to be former Bengals and Falcons tight end and a member of our TNT Guest Hall of Fame, Reggie Kelly. Been a little while since we've had Reggie on the show, so looking forward to catching up with him. Super agent and another member of our Guest Hall of Fame, Lee Steinberg, will be back with us. Lee's always outstanding. And former Pirates first baseman and a guy we've gotten to know pretty well, Bob, over the last few years, Al Oliver, is going to be back with us as well. Always a good time when we get to spend some time with Al. So folks, we got an outstanding night on tap for you next week. We hope you'll come back and join us. How you can follow us? Well, on social media, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzeri. The show is at TNT Podcast. Plus, over on Facebook, Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, so you can check us out there. Plus, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Please give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, on our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, you can go on there. You can see what our upcoming guest schedule looks like. Plus, we also link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free over there on Podbean. We can't thank those guys enough for all of their support of the show. Plus, you know, if you download that app, you can take us with you everywhere you go. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, it's always a pleasure, and enjoy the games this weekend. We also want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.